The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Now, a growing trend has people avoiding hotels when they travel in favour of staying in other people's apartments. Airbnb is the service which facilitates this, and Gráinne Hearn is joining us now to tell us more. Sonia Lennon is staying with us to tell us about her own personal experiences, not only in New York, but in being a host family here. Gráinne, just for those not familiar with the whole Airbnb concept, just take us back. How did it all begin?
Oh, so it began in 2008 in San Francisco when two guys, Brian Chesky and Joe Gebbin, were so broke that they basically threw three mattresses down the floor and put together a rudimentary breakfast, and so began. And now it is huge. There are over 500,000 listings in over 21 countries. And basically all it is an online community marketplace, somewhere where you can list your home or a room in your home and rent it out, basically on a short-term basis.
You've done this, Gráinne.
Well, I'm currently doing it. This is my second time doing it this weekend. They actually haven't left yet.
I see. If they're listening, I hope
you're listening, please put down that crystal.
Yeah. Take us back to the first. Well, the first, you signed up to it first day when?
Around a couple of months ago. But it's really user-friendly. You can actually do whatever you want. You can rent it out whenever you want, for how long you want, for how much you want. So basically I started and I just put a few pictures I took myself up. And then they have a really handy facility. They send a professional photographer out to your house and they take a load of photos and then they put it up. And then you have a kind of an online calendar, so you can choose when you want to rent it out. So I did it first around a month ago for three nights.
I see.
And
who were the takers?
So it was an Irish guy home from Australia with his aunt and his sister.
Okay.
So I have a two-bedroom cottage in Rialto, which I've lovingly done up. So it is a bit of a, you know, baby for me. So I was kind of really nervous when
sure.
I did it first, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a leap of faith. Now, they do insure you.
Yeah.
There's insurance for up to 700,000, that's a guarantee, but it doesn't guarantee valuables or artwork or anything like that. But yeah, it's kind of a funny thing to do. But
how did you feel about that, your privacy being
really
invaded?
Really vulnerable. And I'm not going to lie, I'm doing it for the money. Because it is a really easy and handy and quick way to make money.
And
now,
how much, you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind.
How much were you charging per night?
100 during weekdays and 150 at weekends.
That's for the total
for the
rental.
Whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, so they pay whatever. If there's three of them, they'll pay €50 each or €33
each. Yeah, exactly.
Euro each.
Like, I mean, it's like there's a number of reasons to do it. If you're a renter, there's maybe three principal reasons. One is because more people are wanting to travel independently with the demise of travel agents and all that. People want to take their own holidays
thing.
In their own hands. So,
yeah.
Independence. Second reason for people renting, I'm assuming now, the second reason is that people want a more unique, authentic experience of a country or a city they've
visited. So a cottage in Rialto would give them a fairly
exactly.
good taste of only
exactly.
a stone's throw from Kilmainham and
exactly.
places like
and Guinness
that.
And that.
Yeah.
And then the third one is it's much cheaper than hotels.
Yeah.
So you get the authentic.
Now, how did you feel then after your first experience?
Well, when I came back, I was like, oh my God, it was like the three bears. I was like, there's something been in my house. You know, so it's really strange. I mean, they were the perfect guests. They really were. But I did get the sense, obviously, that three remote strangers had been in my house.
Yeah. So, but it didn't discourage you because this last weekend gone by.
I know. I was like, okay, sure, that was relatively painless. I was running around the place with a mop and cloth for most of the time beforehand. But yeah, I decided to do it again for three nights. See, it's handy for me. I go away for weekends, so it actually works out quite well that you can actually just leave your house. That would be...
But you have to somewhere. You have to have somewhere. Actually, bring in Sonia now, because you were mentioning the fact that yourself and Brendan availed of the Airbnb in New York.
That's right.
But you also have been a host, Sonia.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great way when there's, you know... With a startup business, there's very little money coming in. So it's a great way to just make a dent in the mortgage every month. And the thing about Airbnb is that it lives and dies on reviews.
Hmm.
So it's very much based on best behaviour from the point of view of the host and the renter. So everybody's striving for the best reviews possible so that they can, you know, potentially charge more for their home and become a and get a really good listing. Mm. And from a renter's point of view, they're not going to jeopardise their ability to rent somewhere else with bad behaviour and therefore a bad listing. So they want to be perceived as really good guests as well.
So you rented out your house, was that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really stressful.
I'm just saying, really, why would you? Why would
money,
you?
Money, yeah.
Where were you moving to?
I'm not doing it from any kind of benevolent sense of...
This was money in the door.
Well, it's... Yeah. That's it,
and
you know.
Do you mind me asking you how much you charged?
Our listing is on a 220 per night, I think it is. So we have three bedrooms. So we... Some people rent out a room. We don't do that. It's we decamp. It's everybody out.
I see. So how many is everybody?
So myself, my partner, and our twins.
I see. Yeah. Four of you.
Yes.
And where did you go to?
We go out to my mum and dad's lovely home in Malahide.
And they're happy to receive you.
They are. And it's actually really nice to spend time with them as well that I wouldn't normally do. And my partner is very. Very understanding of that,
I see. And how has it been? Is it just the once you've done it?
We've done it a few times.
Okay.
Yeah, we've done it a few times.
And what's the experience been like?
It's been great, you know. You know, people are weird, but not so weird that it would stop you from doing it again.
It's not too far away. I know it's not house swapping as such or cottage swapping.
It's very similar.
Swapping,
but it's very similar. Yeah.
I remember that's a good while ago now that we swapped with a family in Boston and we stayed in their wonderful Waltons type house on the outskirts of Boston and they stayed in our house, our four bed semi D in Dublin. And there was this element of, you know, again, first of all, cleaning the place from head to toe. And no pun
like
intended.
Surgical.
Yeah, surgical. Yeah. So you did give the house a spring clean that you mightn't ordinarily have done it. Yeah. And you didn't feel too, I don't know, invaded.
Well, I think the whole thing with Airbnb is because it is based on reviews, that if you do up your house and you do it up lovingly and you decorate it lovingly, there's kind of a sense of judgment. So if somebody comes in and doesn't like it, they're kind of judging you. Well, not to be like too sensitive. So that's the whole thing where you're kind of opening up yourself and your house to be judged. So that's kind of...
I'm told, though, Grani, it has run into difficulties in some places.
Well,
in New York,
yes,
actually.
In New York, some poor guy came back to collect something and there was an adult party in full swing.
I see. There was also
another case in Australia where there was a squat, like they've different... Like the laws in different countries, you know, are different with regards subletting and short-term letting. But there was somebody in Australia that had a problem with squatters.
But wasn't there also a problem when it came to the legality of the exercise?
In New York, they have a law there against subletting. So they actually have private investigators going around because obviously it's a very sensitive issue because they have rent control in New York. So there was some woman who was going down to the Hamptons and basically was a millionaire on this rent control department. So they're trying to avoid that. So there are private investigators to go around and check if you're subletting through Airbnb
in New York, which is
kind of funny.
It is illegal. You're not allowed to do it.
No, you're not allowed to do it.
I see. So what are they going to do? Like one of our listeners wants to know about the tax implications.
Oh, you look after the tax yourself. So I'd be freelance. So you have to give a slice of the action to the
revenue commissioners.
It's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. But once you give your slice of the action to the revenue commissioners, is it really worth it, Sonia?
I mean, I suppose for us, it's supplementing. You know, we're growing a business. We've very little coming in, so everything's a bonus at the moment.
You don't mind who goes into your house, or is there any vetting by you? I mean, would you have a preference for a family, for instance?
I suppose you're looking at the reviews, you're looking at the verifications, you're making sure people have passports uploaded, that they're traceable. And then you get a sense from the communication that you have with somebody, whether they are bona fide, whether they're, you know, somebody.
A hen party or not.
Yeah. You kind of have to use your judgment and your intuition a good bit as well.
I see. Right. Well, good luck with it now. I hope it works out. Of course, Airbnb recently set up an office here in Dublin.
Yes,
and it's one of these very funky Google type.
Oh my God, it's as fancy as. They have a bar in the centre of their office, kind of made up Irish bar. So they are taking to the Irish.
Yes, that seems to be the trend.
Apparently a guard called in there.
No way.
And said, do you have a licence for this premises? And they had to explain to them, this is a new wave of office culture.
We're not doing anything here. Anyway, Linda has been in touch to say that both her son and herself have used Airbnb. She's used it in France and he's used it in a couple of European cities. Met some really nice people and has been in some lovely homes. Recommended to anyone. There is that to it, isn't there? That you would get an experience of a city or a place that you wouldn't ordinarily if you went to a hotel or
There's actually three different types of Airbnb. There's Airbnb being a place which has been vacated by its owners. There's Airbnb being with somebody who lives in the city. So that's a very different experience. So you have a host. And then there are premises that are simply rental premises that nobody lives in. So you might see them listed on TripAdvisor and Airbnb and wherever else, you know. So I suppose it depends what you're looking for and you pick the experience based around that.
But it's an interesting trend in travel that people are looking for a more bespoke experience. So there's a ton of websites like One Fine Stay and all of that that are opening up to this kind of sharing economy.
Yeah.
So it's a new way to get an authentic experience.
Certainly, certainly whether it goes well for you or not, it is an interesting experience. And if you bob in the door, I hope the revenue commissioners aren't listening. 150 for Grania's cottage, 220 for Sonia's pad. Listen, thank you, Grania, for filling us in on everything to do with Airbnb.
No problem.
And thanks also to Sonia Lennon.